it just was the right thing to do at the right time. We wanted to celebrate our century of service.
Just for people who don't know, where is Evergreen?
Evergreen's located between the Raleigh Court and Wasena neighborhoods near Towers Mall and Grandin Road, okay. Grandin Road area.
Would you consider a historical cemetery? Of course, it's 100 years old, so does it have particular historical significance, do you think?
It has particular significance to the Roanoke area because of the founding families that are buried at Evergreen, the mayors, the Norfolk and Western presidents.
Are there ever tours that you can go through the park?
Yes. We've had historic walking tours Columbus Day weekend for the last 10 years. We have about 65 stops.
Just name a few of the people, Don, that are, you know, maybe notable people that have been buried there over the years.
Well, an early president of Evergreen was William Baldwin. He was with the Baldwin Felts Detective Agency. And Governor Lindsey Almond, Racehorse Smith, a beloved Norfolk and Western president.
Anything in particular interesting about how Evergreen Borough Park got started?
It was just a vision of three prominent businessmen that wanted a burial park closer to town than was available. The city cemetery behind the rescue mission was full at that time. And when Evergreen started in 1916, it was actually in Roanoke County. It was annexed in 1923. So we actually were in Roanoke County, and the only entrance was the west entrance off of Winborne near Grandin Road.
We're talking with Don Wilson, president of the Evergreen Memorial Trust, and the book he has co-written with Denise Allen Membreño is Evergreen, A Century of Service. Did the amount of land that Evergreen was on, was it set right from the beginning, Don, or did it sort of grow over time?
It was set right from the beginning, 54 acres.
Wow, it's 54 acres.
It's 54 acres. We're landlocked, though. We have the residential community around us, Wasena Elementary School.
Are you sort of a history buff anyway, or is this something you kind of grew into as you put the book together?
I sort of fell into this job. I was looking for a job after I left a bank and said, well, I'll take this until I can find something better. And 33 years, I'm still there, and I think I found my niche.
Right.
I really like history. My parents kind of instilled a love of history and genealogy into me, and it's just a good fit.
I guess over the years, the Evergreen Trust, you've also purchased other cemeteries, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's right. In 1984, we purchased Mountain View Memorial Park in Boone's Mill. And in recent years, we purchased Green Hill Mausoleum in Buena Vista and Mountain View Cemetery in Vinton.
Business-wise, have there been a lot of changes in the burial business over the years as far as what people are looking for or anything in particular?
We're a pretty traditional cemetery. We still have the upright monuments. People like to have a family lot, so they mark their lots with an upright monument. But we've built mausoleums. We've seen some increase in cremation, and we have made some options available for those individuals that prefer cremation.
Talking with Don Wilson, president of Evergreen Memorial Trust and the co-author of the book Evergreen, A Century of Service. How long did it take you to put this book together?
9 months. We went out to Kansas City, where the landscape architect firm was headquartered, the firm that designed Evergreen, and were able to go through their records and found a lot of interesting pictures that we didn't have and correspondence that we've used in the book, and a little background as into the thought behind the design of Evergreen.
Some of the older historical photos, did they come from the people in Kansas City? Were any available local through like the Virginia Room or anything like that?
The Virginia Room was really good in helping us research the book. We had a lot of the pictures ourselves.
Is there something that you think makes Evergreen unique or really special?
Well, a couple of things. The neighborhood that we're in, for one, we have a lot of families that stroll their babies, ride their bikes, walk, even learn to drive. Folks have learned to drive in Evergreen Burial Park for generations. The trees are unique. We have a new tree tour that we're offering on May 1st on Arbor Day weekend. Anna Copplestone will lead the walk, and we have 28 trees on our tree tour. Some unique specimens, some trees that were planted originally with the cemetery, and we also have a national champion red horse chestnut tree at Evergreen.